Going to look at the Arachayim on Parshas Bereishis, Simin Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Vav, the creation of man. Vayomer Elokim, Naase Adam Bitzalmenu Kidmuseinu. Viyirudu Vidgas Hayom Uvav Hashemayim Uvav Behem Uvav Chol Haaretz Uvav Chol Haremes Haremes Al Haaretz. Hakavono Bazeh, the Arachayim says this, that it says Naase. Naase Adam. First of all, before we even get into the Lashon Rabbim, Chavav, Pasuk Chavav. Before we even get into the fact that it's Lashon Rabbim, that he's talking about us, let us make man, the very fact that there's discussion of what to make, the fact that there is this preamble, if you will, to the actual creation of man. And then it says, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed man. Vayivra Elokim es Adam. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man. Take, for example, another day. Let's say Yom Revi'i. So it says, Vayomer Elokim, Yihi Ma'erois B'rikia Hashemayim. It then describes what their function will be, whereas in man's purpose is not at all discussed. It does not say, let us make the Ma'ayrais, but he just said, let there be Ma'ayrais. And that is how they were made. And that is how they were created. And the next pasuk reads, Vayas Elokim es shnei Ma'ayrais ha-gedolim es ha-mara gadol memshel es ha-yayim ves ha-mara katan memshel es ha-layla. Here, this two-step stage of creating man and saying that he will be Roda Bidgas Hayam, which means that he shall rule over the fish, over the birds, over the animals, over that which crawls on the earth, so that it's not his full function, but it does say that he will rule over that which was created before him. And then it says, Vayivra Elokim es ha'adam bitzalmoi, bitzalam Elokim bara oisa izachar urnekeva bara oisam. So the Arachayim says, HaKavana b'zeh, ki loy bara Hashem es ha'adam ki b'riyas sheretz hamayim v'sheretz ha'aretz. There are living creatures that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that they should come out and emerge from something which had been created before. So, for instance, earth had been created. There was dry land. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let the earth produce things that are going to grow from the ground. It doesn't say his personal creation. The animals were formed by the earth putting forth the chayos, the behemos. Here, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who says, let us make man, and then Vayivra Elokim es ha'adam. Note that the word bria is used again, not vayas es ha'adam, but vayivra Elokim es ha'adam, because it's a new dimension of bria altogether. It's not like that animal which comes up from the ground, or ofos which were made from a mixture of water, like from mud, and they came up somehow from that. Here, there's a personal involvement, and that's what the Arachayim is pointing out. There's something very personally involved with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivayochol, if you can say such a thing anthropomorphically, hands-on, creating man. And that's what he's trying to point out. Before we get to Naase, which is Lashon Rabbim, HaKavona Bazeh, ki lebor HaShem es ha'odem, ki briyas sheretz hamayim v'sheretz ha'aretz. Man is not created the same way other creatures came forth from the earth. Asher Omar Lamayim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded to water, v'hishritzu, and the waters swarmed with living creatures at God's command. V'amar la'aretz, he commanded earth, v'hotziyah, and earth put forth all kinds of animals. Elahu habayre omar, he says, shehu ya'aseh ha'adam, we will make men. V'amar na'aseh, now getting to the fact that it says it in Lashon Rabbim, we shall make man. So he says, it's because ki hu mikor ha'anova, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate source of humility. Makes logical sense. If the greatest, inconceivably great power, if the endless power, the HaKol Yochol, describes himself in any way but the singular, he is immediately expressing ultimate humility. Because if something is infinite, it is incapable of being contracted, it's incapable of being limited. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is limitless and singular, beyond imagination, beyond conception, says, we, I'll do something together with, dependent upon, as it were, but not really dependent upon, but partnering with anyone or anything else, he doesn't need, and never will, and never could need anything else, or anyone else, to join him in the process. So that is the reason why we say, ki hu mekor ha'anava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the very source and the ultimate in humility. So this we say every Matzah Shabbos, b'kol mokem shatam moitzei gedulosei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shom atam moitzei anvesanusei. And what he is pointing out, Or HaChaim, is this is the first and perhaps in a sense the singular great expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being an Anav. He says, ki hu mekor ha'anava, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of Anvasanis, as we've just explained logically. Lazeh diber b'loshen rabim, ki ken yidaber yochid ha'anav. So others say it's the royal we. Now the royal we is said by those who are in royalty, not so much because it's Anvasanis, but because not only am I king or queen, but it is I, and it is me, and it is my forebears, and it's my throne. So the royal we is actually a pretension to greatness. So there are those who would like to translate and explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Nasa as the royal we. You know, it's like the I once read of a famous story of Queen Victoria, who, as you know, was such a very proper lady, and the entire era was known as the Victorian era because of the ladylike ways that she taught, and one of her young grandchildren said something that wasn't exactly what you and I would call appropriate, and she just raised her head and put up her nose and said, we are not amused. That's the royal we. This is not the royal we, says the Aruch Chaim. This is the ultimate in humility. And then he says, as far as, you know, making a mistake to think that there really is some other partnering, that there are shtei rishiyos, as we say, that there's another power or force involved in the creation of man, of course not. V'lechosh l'seis mokem l'tois, there's no reason to think that someone will make a ta'us, will make a mistake and think that there's another power or force needed or used to create man alongside Hashem. Ki hiktim loymar, because that's why the pasuk begins by saying Vayomer Elokim, Hashem says, Shem Yochid, Hashem hu hu Elokim. He says Vayomer Elokim, so it's his initiative and it's his work. But anvesanus, humility, brings Hashem to say, let us.
Couldn't we think maybe he's talking about the malachim?
Of course, that's what Rashi says. But ultimately, man is created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly.
Why what day were the Malachim
created? Rashi says that the Malachim were created on the third day of Maisa Bereishis. They exist. Oid, who b'chvoidu v'atzma kivayochol gaval ofroi, he himself, kivayochol, as it were, it's an anthropomorphism, caused the physical substance of man to take shape, v'hifiach boi ruach chayim, and breathed into man the spirit of life, and caused man to have a neshama and neshima, to breathe, to have the breath of life. Oid yirtze ba'omrei nase b'loshen rabim, another explanation. It says, Aloshen Rabim, ki midoisav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rabim. The Rabboni Shel Olam has so many character traits that we are supposed to eventually come to emulate. And he has Yud Gimel midoisav Rachamim, which we too are supposed to emulate. So, we just finished the Yomim Noiroim, and said again and again, the Yud Gimel Midos. Those are character traits, very individual traits, very unique, and ones that we are supposed to know and appreciate in Hashem, and then try to emulate and have and incorporate into our set of character traits. Heim Yud Gimel Midos Rachmim, V'Shem Elokim, Shehu Midos Hadin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, of course, includes Midos Hadin, the character trait of justice, and even strict justice. These traits within the universe, these traits that are Hashem's traits, Hiskimu Yachad Livrei Adam, they together understood how to make man, and that we should make man, and man will be made to reflect the fact that he was made with both Rachmim and Din, cooperating with the plan, with both the strictest aspect of God on the one hand and his most kind and his most patient aspect at the same time, initiating and pushing forward the creation of man. So that we are therefore subject forever to both HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din. We cannot say, but you created us only in Rachamim. We cannot make an excuse and say that we are beings created only in the context of the existence of Hashem's Rachamim. That's not true. The Rachamim and Din of the Ribbono Shel Olam, all the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim and Din, together conspired, if you will, to push forward on this fantastic project called man. Va'imre Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu. Furthermore, he says, there will be a Tzelem Elohim, there will be a Dmus, Efsha Sheyichavin Lema Shehi about Tzad HaRachamim V'Tzad HaDin. It could be that this is actually describing man also having these character traits. Man being capable of tremendous Rachamim, of tremendous mercifulness and forbearance, and being long to anger. And man also at times being able to effect justice, to have a tzad hadin and a tzad harachamim, lahafil behem darche hadin v'darche harachamim, la'asher yichavnu, wherever they are appropriate, to direct our sense of justice and to demand and expect justice, to seek justice and to seek emes and mishpat, and at the same time, for man to be able to genuinely and naturally have within him a desire for rachamim, for rachmanis. That's why people in certain situations have seen and have been witnessed, both have seen and have been witnessed, have been seen, a sense of not knowing what to do, where something requires a measure of justice, and at the same time there wells up in a person a sense of tremendous rachamim, of tremendous mercifulness. I heard a story recently of someone who he went as a young boy, he was sent to yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael many, many years ago, And he made his way ultimately to a different environment. It was not Matzliach at Yeshiva. He left, went to a kibbutz. And his father came to straighten things out, as you might say. And he says that his father, you know, fell on him and on his shoulder and cried and kissed him and hugged him and just wouldn't let go. And then when he let go, he gave him a frask. He gave him one shot across the face, but first the hug. Now, because both are true and both are necessary, and both are in the aspect of a father, of rachamim, and of a friend, and of anybody with a responsibility to fellow man. There has to be din and emes and mishpat, but there has to be rachamim. So, b'tzalmenu kidmusenu means, just as in the case of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these character traits exist and pushed man forward and pushed the project of the creation of man forward, so too in man, these character traits manifest as part of who we are, as part of what identifies man as man. V'hu said Imrais, and now he says, that's why it says Vayitzer Hashem Elokim with two yuds. So famously we say this means one life in Olam Hazeh, one life in Olam Haba. Or Vayitzer means that he has two Yetzer HaTov and the Yetzer HaRa. And now the Aruch Chaim adds another dimension. Vayitzer means that he has the aspects of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the B'tzalmenu Kidmusenu, that man is capable of tremendous rachamim, even also while he affects strict din when he has to as well. Then he says, V'aymro v'yirdu, he says, this yaskim l'perushenu l'heyais shehabriya yihi b'hidamois l'bayre b'bechinas harachamim v'hadin. Since there is both din and rachamim in man, and throughout the Bria, b'din hu sheyia moshal b'nivroim. So that it makes sense for man to reign upon all other created matter and upon all other created life. Ki yesh bo bechinas harachamim ra'uy, ul'tzarech elov, ul'hamis l'mischayiv b'din. Man should reign over all of earth, because if man, like Hashem Yisbarach, has midas hadin and has midas harachamim, then appropriately he has the right judgment and will affect and put in place rachmanis where it's appropriate and din where it's appropriate. V'hishlitoi bakol. V'hagam shelo hiskir shlita b'mayim ramuz b'amroi b'dgas hayom. Even though it doesn't say specifically that he is master over the waters, but it does say b'dgas hayom, hari hiskir hayom b'nishlotim. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, man shall be shalit, shall rule over the waters and everything that the waters contain as well. Now he says, and this is, of course, a more Kabbalistic idea, U'b'derech remez, ramaz ba'amrei loshen yirida, al derech mash ha'di'unu zichrenem levracha in sefer ha'gilgulem, ki be'emtza'ois ma'isa ha'adam yered b'madregase mi'bechinas adam le'bechinas dogim u'lebechinas eifres u'lebechinas behema u'lebechinas shrotzim kifi erech hachet yishofel ha'adam mi'bechinas ma'alosai ad asher yered mato mato rachmano letlan. Man is described here as uridu, meaning you're going to go down. You're going to go down. If you have sinned, you're going to end up losing your tzelem elokim. And the neshama that you have will take a lower form, and the neshama in you will come back in a lower form, in the form of a fish, in the form of a bird, in the form of a cat, in the form of a dog. So you have heard, perhaps, stories of Mekubalim who were able to, or at least suspected that they saw certain animals that seemed to be acting in a certain way that indicated that this must have once been, or has within it, something, some matter of the soul of a human being yet in this creature. and he says that first of all of the Yeridus is Degas Hayam. He says in a fascinating explanation, he says why. Let's just continue before we get to the explanation. Who Shiramas Kan Vishasa Briya Chelke Yeridus Hahadrogas Shebehem Yikabel Oinche. These are the Madregas that will be the levels of punishment from the least to the worst. V'gam shebe'em tse'usam yachzal l'sharashay. And through suffering, the neshama goes through what it goes through in that kind of a gilgul, it returns back to where it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the neshama, and the neshama has the tikkun that it needed to have. V'hikdim loyma yiridas nefesh odom l'madregas hadogim. The first is dog, urdu b'digas hayom, because ki yirida hamyu'edes l'nefashes haramais ki yachta'u. If there is a sin that's committed, and there's, God forbid, the need for the neshama to be put so low, even into some other life form, a lower creature and a lower form of life, he sheteret nafshem lehizgalgal b'dogim. Because it's a great person, an otherwise great person will end up being in a dog. V'lozeh yiches akosav lahem b'mekaymum asifa. That's why the idea of fish being gathered is described in Bamidbar. Emes kol d'geh ayom yeyosef lahem, Moshe Rabbeinu says. Kein lahem lehitzta'er b'tzar shchitas cherev. They don't have to be slaughtered. They don't require shchita. And then the next step is oif, which only requires one simen. Worse is behema, which requires and suffers the shchita of both simonim, both the vesht and the kone, the esophagus and the trachea. And finally, the worst madrega is, of course, where, God forbid, a gilgul ends up being in the remes harames al haaretz. So, here in this pasuk, the Aruch Chaim sees how man is described as the master of all of the earth. That v'yirdu b'digas hayom uv'av v'shamayim v'abahem v'v'chol ha'aretz v'v'chol ha'remes means that man is going to rule over all of the earth and be the most supreme of beings. And all of that which was created before man was created because man was going to come to rule over it all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating his universe for man to rule over. And yet the same words of V'yirdu b'digas hayom mean not the opposite, but on the flip side, going down, yirida, descending to be, if necessary, God forbid, punished by being a part of that world where the neshama loses its place and becomes of a lowly stature and is inhabiting a body of a lower creature. Now, these ideas of neshamas being capable of losing their place and ending up within the lives of lower creatures is something obviously from Kabbalah, but he is saying that there's a remez to it here in the creation of man, so that the man is being warned in this pasuk. You are the height of creation. You are the ultimate in creation. You are the ultimate in creation, and you have within you the midas of din and the midas of rachamim, just as I do. That's the idea of B'tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. And because you have rachamim and din, so you have all these character traits, all this virtue, which means that you are supreme of amongst all of the living things and deserve to reign over them and make decisions about the world and about living creatures and how they shall be treated and about the environment and about earth and its well-being. All of this is entrusted to you, man, because you are so great. But v'yirdu also means, oh boy, you have the potential of being the very opposite of great, of of descent into such lows, God forbid, if man makes terrible errors and loses his tzelem elokim, he ends up with his neshama, with the holy aspect, becoming so unholy as to inhabit the life forms of one of the lowest life forms, and they descend dog, as he said, because the dogim at least are kasher, pulled out of the water, they don't require a shechita, there's no din evir minachai. Of, where there is a requirement for shechita, but only of one of the two, either of the kana or the vesht, either the trachea or the esophagus. So their suffering doesn't have to be as much, but the animal suffering is greater, and it needs to be made kasher only with the sword or the knife, I should say the chalif, going across the neck and parting both of the simanim, and finally, the lowest creatures, the remes, haremes al aretz, which are the lowest creatures, and that, of course, none of which are kasher to eat. So, except for chagavim. So we have here a view of the Arachayim HaKadosh in the creation of man that gives him a great sense of his own grandeur and his holiness, the godliness of being Tzelem Elokim, which we know is so well discussed by so many different explanations of whether it's his intellect, whether it's his spiritual aspect, and here the Arachayim adds it's his personal sense of wanting right and justice, and his sense at the same time of wanting mercifulness and kindness to prevail. That's the Tzelem Elokim. So all this greatness in man is included in this first pasuk of man and the description of man. And yet also the pasuk says, forewarning us that we should maintain this high stature, because Urdu, Vidgas Hayam, Uva'if, etc., warns us that it's possible to lose that high stature, God forbid, as well.